Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's stand up in memory of Arnold Palmer, the charismatic golf great who died Sunday of heart complications at age 87 in Pittsburgh near his hometown of Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Nicknamed the King, Palmer was one of golf's most popular stars and a trailblazer in the sports television age, which began in the 1950s. During the 1960s, Palmer, fellow American Jack Nicklaus, and South African star Gary Player earned the nickname the Big Three, and they're widely credited with popularizing and commercializing the sport around the world. Arnold Palmer won a total of 62 PGA Tour titles and 7 major championships, but his imprint on the game goes much farther than playing achievements. His company has designed more than 200 golf courses around the world. Arnold Palmer is also credited with paving the way for the big paychecks and endorsements many of the top golfers receive today. Irish star Rory McIlroy is paying tribute, and he talks about meeting the golf legend last year at the annual Arnold Palmer Invitational Tournament in Bay Hill, Florida.
I played the Arnold Palmer Invitational for the first time in 15. I hadn't played before, and I wanted to go and play because of what he meant to the game and what he meant to so many people. And I wanted to go up there and pay my respects. And you know, I got to spend some time with him, which was really cool. You know, we had a dinner for about 2 hours, and you know, he told some great stories. And you're just thinking back at it, it makes me smile, some of the things he was saying. But just a great man, so generous. The stuff that he did for the community in Orlando, the Children's Hospital, all the charitable efforts. He's meant so much to golf worldwide. Look, Arnold wasn't the most successful player ever, but he was the player that brought the game to the masses. If it wasn't for Arnold Palmer, we wouldn't be playing for these obscene amounts of money we play for every week. I wouldn't be standing here having achieved or having amassed the success in money or whatever you want to call it, but you know, what he's been able to do for the game, for players, I think everyone realizes that and respects that. And I think that's why you see so many guys go to play Bay Hill every year, because they want to pay the respect to the man that paved the way for us to be professional golfers and to be as privileged and as successful as we are.
Rory McIlroy spoke from Atlanta, Georgia, where he won the Tour Championship Tournament on Sunday. McIlroy beat Americans Ryan Moore and Kevin Chappelle in a playoff after they all finished at 12 under par 268. McIlroy sank a 15-foot birdie putt on the fourth extra hole to win the trophy and another big paycheck. We heard Rory talk about the obscene amounts of money in professional golf. McIlroy won more than $1.5 million for winning the Tour Championship, as well as a $10 million FedEx Cup bonus. Major League Baseball is mourning the death of Cuban-born star pitcher Jose Fernandez of the Miami Marlins, who died early Sunday morning in Florida in a boating accident that also took the lives of 2 others. Fernandez was 24 years old. Lorenzo Velaz is a spokesman for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Last night at 3:15 a.m., Coast Guard was out on patrol as they were exiting Government Cut. They noticed a vessel upside down on the north side jetty. Upon that, they notified Florida Fish and Wildlife, as well as Miami-Dade Fire Rescue and City of Miami. All units responded to the scene. where we did find three males that were confirmed dead on scene. They were transferred to the medical examiner's office later this morning. We are confirming that one of the victims is Jose Fernandez, pitcher for the Florida Marlins. It is a tragic loss, not only for the family, for friends, but for the Marlin community, the state of Florida, Major League Baseball, and anyone who met this gentleman. He was a pillar to our community. He was involved in everything that he could be to give back. It's a great loss, a tragic loss. There are several people that are hurting today. We send our condolences to everyone.
This was Jose Fernandez's fourth season in Major League Baseball. He was named the National League's Rookie of the Year in 2013 and was a two-time All-Star. The boating accident tragically cut short the life of a young pitcher whose story was worthy of a Hollywood film. Three times as a teenager, Fernandez tried to defect to the United States, and he spent time in a Cuban prison following those failures. On his successful trip, the boat with Fernandez hit choppy waters, waves that tossed his mother overboard. Fernandez dived in the water and saved her. The Miami Marlins canceled Sunday's game against the Atlanta Braves as the club tried to deal with a crippling loss. Marlins players gathered at the ballpark where the grounds crew painted Fernandez as number 16 on the back of the mound and placed his black cap on the pitching rubber. Just ahead on the Sunny Side of Sports, we'll hear from Ethiopian star Kenenisa Bekele, who nearly set another world record on Sunday. Check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
Ethiopian running star Kenenisa Bekele is already the world record holder at both 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters. And he came real close to adding the marathon distance to his world record resume on Sunday in Berlin, Germany. Kenenisa pulled away late from Kenya's Wilson Kipsang to win the BMW Berlin Marathon in 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 3 seconds. The Ethiopian was only 6 seconds outside the Kenyan Dennis Kimeto's world record, also set in Berlin in 2014. Kipsang finished 10 seconds behind Kenenisa Bekele. The energetic Andy Edwards, still showing us his deceptive speed, caught up with Kenenisa earlier on Monday. Here's Andy.
Kenenisa Bekele showed what a truly great runner he is yesterday at the BMW Berlin Marathon, winning one of the best marathon races I've ever seen in over 30 years of reporting. He's here with me now. Just look back at that race. I think what impressed so many people, Kenenisa, was, you know, at 39 kilometres, Wilson had pushed three times and you stayed with him and then you went ahead. To be honest, I didn't think you could do that, but you did. Did you surprise yourself?
I don't surprise that because, I know what I train. I know my capacity. Just, I feel something difficult, around 25, between 25, 35 kilometers. But I couldn't surprise about it because I know myself. Yeah, I know how I'm strong, you know, and for, you know, how I prepared for this race. So,
and let's look at the future then. You've proved what a great marathon runner you are with this 2:03:03. For the future, do you think of, well, you're the Ethiopian record holder, of course, having broken Haile's record. Do you think of next year's World Championships in London and going for selection for the marathon?
Really, you know, I don't know, because it's a long way, you know, after this there is many marathons coming out. So just, I don't know from now, because I have to wait, you know, till the time reach.
You did talk at the press conference after the race about, shall we say, the criteria that the Ethiopian Federation used. It meant that you weren't selected for Rio, the Olympics, and you were kind of, I thought you were a little, shall we say, joking about maybe they'll change their criteria again. It does seem that at present you don't have a high opinion of the way they select their runners for championships.
Yes, it's a little bit, you know, quite a joke, but of course, you know, maybe, you know, we will see how they select the future. So I think now they understand, you know, why I complain, you know, on that time to go to Rio. I think now they understand that why I'm asking. So I showed them, you know, evidence.
So it definitely would be an ambition of yours, if selected, you would want to run the World Championship Marathon next year in London.
Of course, for sure, yes. Yeah.
I remember that before this race in Berlin, you said kind of for the first time you could train properly as a marathon runner compared to London, where you were third. What do you think you're capable of now in terms of time? I mean, only 6 seconds outside the world record. What can you do the next time you run, say, in a big city race?
I think, you know, I have to adjust something, you know, just a little, you know, adjustment. I need something, maybe in my training, some adjustment. But, you know, really, this performance is, you know, fantastic performance for me. You know, it's great.
And just lastly, I remember reading or hearing from you in London, the London Marathon in April, that you hadn't been able to train as much, perhaps. Perhaps you'd done shorter runs, not so many long runs. But now are you doing as many long runs and speed work as you want to do?
Yes, you know, for the London, I had some problems. You know, the injury was not finished fully, completely. So that's why, you know, I couldn't cover all my trainings. So for this race, really, I prepared well. You know, I'm fully prepared and satisfied, you know, about my training.
Well, you certainly were prepared. It was a privilege for all of us to see you in action, and all the best for the future. I think we're going to be really excited to see you in your next marathon, World Championship or big city. Kenenisa Bekele, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
And thanks to the energetic Andy Edwards for that interview with Ethiopian star Kenenisa Bekele in Berlin, Germany. Meanwhile, Andy reports Ethiopia is also celebrating a victory in the women's race in Berlin. Aberu Kebede clocked 2 hours, 20 minutes, and 45 seconds. It was Aberu's third title in Berlin after previous victories in 2010 and 2012. More than 41,000 runners from 122 countries entered the 43rd edition of the BMW Berlin Marathon, which is part of the World Marathon Major Series.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Major League Soccer news now on the Voice of America. One of the leading goal scorers in MLS this season is Ola Kamara of the Columbus Crew. The 26-year-old Kamara scored his 14th and 15th goals of the season Sunday as Columbus defeated the visiting New England Revolution 2-0. Now, Ola Kamara is not to be confused with Kai Kamara, who used to play for the Crew and was traded to the Revolution in May in a controversial deal. While Kai Kamara was born in Sierra Leone, Ola Kamara was born and grew up in Oslo, Norway. His father had moved to Norway from Sierra Leone. Meanwhile, Jordan Morris of the Seattle Sounders has been one of the top rookies in Major League Soccer this season. Morris scored his 11th and 12th goals of the season as the Sounders scored a 4-2 road victory Sunday over the Los Angeles Galaxy. It was the Galaxy's first home loss of the season and its first loss at home against Seattle since 2009. Taking a quick look at the MLS scoring charts, British striker Bradley Wright Phillips of the New York Red Bulls leads the league with 20 goals. Spanish star David Villa, who plays for the other New York club, New York City FC, is next with 19 goals. And Italian midfielder Sebastian Giovinco of Toronto FC is third on the scoring charts with 16 goals.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Joining us now from New York, the venue for this evening's big U.S. presidential debate, is Andrew Palcheski, the voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be here with you, albeit remotely, but still there in the studio in spirit and here on the phone.
Well, welcome back, Andrew. I know there's lots of excitement about the debate, but there's other stuff going on in the sports world. What's trending?
Yeah, we talk a lot about this excitement on the show that goes on in the sports world, whether it's championships or playoffs. The Major League Baseball playoffs are coming up. The American football season just started. But there are these days that happen that are really dark days in the sports world. And this past weekend, Saturday and Sunday, those were two of those days. We had a couple of big losses in the sports world. The first, Jose Fernandez, the 24-year-old pitcher for the Miami Marlins, one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball, dying in a boating accident off of Miami Beach. And this is just such a shocking death. He was only 24 years old, so young to die and so unexpected. And it really took the sports world by, you know, surprise and shock. And I say the sports world because it is, you know, baseball, and he is a baseball player, but really you saw a lot of tributes from throughout the sports world. But starting with MLB, we saw lots of players tweeting, putting up Instagram photos of Jose Fernandez, of their tributes to him. He was really a well-respected and really well-liked player, regardless of what team you were on. And we saw some of the biggest names in baseball, even from his biggest, you know, competitors, weighing in and saying what a great player he was. We saw Don Mattingly, former Yankee player, who's now the manager of the Miami Marlins, choking back tears, saying that Jose Fernandez played the game like someone would play Little League, with that passion and fervor of a child playing Little League. So we see a lot of these tributes in Major League Baseball. We're also seeing a lot of tributes outside of Major League Baseball. The Miami Dolphins football team had a moment of silence before their game on Sunday to commemorate Jose Fernandez. A lot of other teams are doing that, and a lot of other big sports stars weighing in as well. There are already calls on social media to have an award named after Jose Fernandez for the player that best exemplifies the spirit and joy of playing baseball, which is something I think he'll be known for. And a lot of people pointing out that this happens when a player dies sometimes, that there is eventually an award named after him. A lot of people pointing out Roberto Clemente, who was a longtime player on the Pittsburgh Pirates, played 18 seasons for them, a great humanitarian and sportsman who died in a plane crash while delivering earthquake relief. So people saying, you know what, he was honored by the Roberto Clemente Award for sportsmanship and community involvement. We need to give Jose Fernandez an award or name an award after him to commemorate his joy for the game.
Andrew, tragically cruel and tragically ironic that Jose Fernandez died in a boating accident after he crossed those treacherous waters from Havana to get to the United States. He tried several times to defect. You know, what an incredible story that he became one of the top pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Absolutely. And that's actually one of the other things we're seeing is, in addition to the accolades and praise and remembrances coming from other players, we're seeing a lot from the Cuban-American community, and especially Cuban-American baseball players. Even if they were on a different team, they all knew Jose Fernandez. They knew his story. They were friends with him. And so it's hitting a lot of players very hard. I think it's going to be a very tough end of the season for Major League Baseball as they try to cope and deal with this.
Andrew, another sporting death over the weekend. I guess in some ways this one was expected because of his age and his failing health. Arnold Palmer, the charismatic golf great, dies at age 87 in Pittsburgh near his hometown of Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Arnie, wow, just a great golfer, and I imagine he's trending.
Absolutely. You say charismatic. That's one of the many words that people are using to describe him, calling him charismatic, such a great sportsman, the king, as he was known. And again, we're seeing, just as we did with Jose Fernandez outside of golf, we're seeing other tributes from other sporting athletes pour in. Boris Becker, the tennis player who's coaching Novak Djokovic now, said that he was an icon in the world of golf and beyond. So lots of accolades and praise for his long storied career. Also, a lot of people talking about what he might be best known for outside of the golf world, which is the Arnold Palmer drink, which is a mixture of half lemonade, half iced tea. A lot of legend and folklore about how that happened. Allegedly, he was in a restaurant in California, and he had made this drink or asked for this drink from a waiter. And the woman sitting near him said, "Oh, I want one of that Arnold Palmer drink." And apparently the name stuck. Now, that's the kind of the folklore and legend behind that. Intriguingly, there was last night on The Simpsons, the animated TV show, there was a reference last night to Arnold Palmer. Now, Arnold Palmer's death, no one saw that coming. He was in the hospital for heart surgery, but it wasn't expected to be a life-ending surgery or anything like that. And these Simpsons episodes and these animated TV series are written weeks in advance, so it was very eerie that they mentioned him on that episode last night. A lot of people pointing that out on social media and saying it's one of those eerie coincidences that just the stars line up and Arnold Palmer was mentioned on the show.
Andrew, we have just a few seconds left in the show. How about some final thoughts on Arnold Palmer?
Final thoughts on Arnold Palmer. I think that he's going to be remembered as one of the legends of the game. I think while he was living, he was one of the legends of the game. And certainly there's going to be a lot of argument, and rightly due argument, for the case that he was one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time. So he will certainly be remembered, and his name, I think, will be synonymous, not just with that beverage, but with amazing sportsmanship and amazing golf career.
Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew, and we'll hear from you again on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Andrew. And that wraps up the September 26th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Keith Holmes. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is engaged with the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC, and its regional partners to encourage political dialogue and movement towards free and fair elections. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of African Affairs, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, while attending the United Nations General Assembly session in New York, said that the U.S. Special Envoy for the Great Lakes, Thomas Perriello, has been active.
Our Special Envoy for the Great Lakes has spent quite a bit of time over the past weeks with all the parties to help them move forward a dialogue that is inclusive and that gets a process moving to have elections as soon as possible.
That process, Assistant Secretary Thomas Greenfield noted, has stalled.
We're encouraging the process to resume or at minimum to encourage some of the opposition figures who were not involved in that process to join the process. And we're engaged with the government in a very intense way to encourage them to show restraint, but also to open itself up to having a dialogue that is inclusive with the opposition.
The crisis in the DRC is of major importance to neighboring countries, she said.
DRC is the heart of Africa, and any situation of instability in that country will have a major impact on the region. And so all of the regional partners are concerned, they're engaged, and we're hopeful that the situation will resolve itself.
Assistant Secretary Thomas Greenfield said the U.S. will take appropriate action to support democracy and human rights in the DRC.
We have indicated that we are prepared to use sanctions against those who are blocking the process to have the election, and particularly against those who are involved in the commission of human rights violations against demonstrators.
Peaceful demonstrators, she said, should have the right to demonstrate and have their voices heard.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Next on Let's Talk, money management. Are you good at it? Are you saving for the future? Retirement? College for your children and such? Join host Sunday Shomari and his guests discussing money management. Let's Talk comes to you Mondays at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
The U.S. presidential election takes place on November 8, 2016. VOA provides extensive coverage of this important political event. Who are the candidates, and what are the issues that will determine who the next president will be? Tune in around the clock for coverage of the U.S. presidential election, right here on VOA.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African music mix on The Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African music mix plays only the best.
Yes, sir. Two-Face. Native C.
Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1300 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.